Umberto Nobile and the Conquest of the North Pole. The 31st of July, 1978. Umberto Nobile, one of the last Italian adventurers, passed away yesterday in Rome at the age of 93. He was an engineer and explorer at a time when the latter were seen as almost mythical figures who pushed themselves to the boundaries of the known world. At the beginning of the 20th century, the North Pole was one of those unknown boundaries. Nobile had been there once in 1926, accompanying Roald Amundsen, a Norwegian explorer who aspired to conquer the Arctic. The two of them did not actually touch the ground, but hung suspended above it, in the great northern skies, aboard the Norge, the airship that Nobile himself had designed for the mission. The only form of conquest was the launch towards the frozen ice field of the Italian, Norwegian, and American flags, the flags of the three nations that had participated in the success of the venture. But Nobile was ambitious, and he wanted his feet to touch that frozen land. So 2 years later, a new airship took off from a hangar in the Baggio area of Milan, this time called Italia, with Nobile, his dog Titina, and 15 crew members on board. The route was towards the North Pole. The story of the Italia airship is sadly well known. Due to a storm and a failed landing, the cabin crashed into the ground, shattering and leaving 10 men on the ice, one of whom would die from his injuries. The other 6 remained in the airship, which, carried away by the wind, disappeared into thin air, consigning itself and those men to oblivion. Their bodies would never be found. Nobile remained on the ground with an injured leg and shoulder. The 9 survivors put up a tent on the pack ice and painted it red to make it visible, and survived until help arrived. Nobile returned home an anti-hero. The fascism that had encouraged his adventures now disowned him. He was accused of abandoning the crew because he was rescued before the rest of his men. He retired to private life and moved first to Russia, then to the United States, where he continued his career as an aeronautical engineer. He was rehabilitated after the war, when he ran as an independent candidate for the PCI and became one of its founders. Nobile's credibility has never been questioned. His military and technical training, his academic studies, and his undisputed leadership skills were an honor to this country. If his deeds alone are not enough to prove his credibility, I would like to mention the documented insurance policies that Umberto Nobile had particularly wanted for himself and his crew as evidence that nothing was left to chance. The policy holder was the Royal Italian Geographic Society, underwritten with various insurance companies, including Assicurazioni Generali. A table indicates the beneficiaries in the event of death, and the guaranteed capital expressed in Italian lire. The greatest compensation concerned Nobile for a total of 650,000 lire. The next highest reimbursements were those for engineer Troiani for 300,000 lire and Natale Ceccioni for 200,000. The insurance covered cases of death or permanent disability, including blindness, loss of limbs, or the state of incurable mental alienation that renders the insured person permanently unable to hold down any job or occupation. Any partial disability was compensated with a percentage of the total reimbursement, with each limb having a different value. An arm was worth more than a leg, and incredibly, a right hand more than a left hand. These policies were specifically requested by Nobile, and we reiterate here that they were made possible thanks to the foresight of insurance men who invented actuarial tables. People such as mathematician Vitale Laudi and self-taught genius Wilhelm Lazarus, both Generali men, who, in an absolutely innovative way, conceived the company's first actuarial table in 1877, known as the LL table, which would cause the life insurance sector to take off. Their tables, groundbreakingly based on the best databases of the time, lasted almost 50 years before being replaced by others based on public data deriving from population censuses. While it was these innovations of calculus that made a mission like Nobile's possible, he can also take credit for an article of Italy's constitution that promotes development and research today. Article 9 of the Italian Constitution. The Republic shall promote the development of culture and scientific and technical research. It shall safeguard the natural landscape and the historical and artistic heritage of the nation.